I am not a flink. I'm a man of good taste and high breeding. One who pampers his palate a lot. True, I've done some adventurous eating, but right there, that's a definite not. It's so disgusting. I mean disgusting. All crunchy crusting and wriggling toes. It's too appalling. And yes, I'm stalling. But if I must, here goes. I could get used to this. I could get used to this. Somehow I find I don't quite mind that I've been reduced to this. And while it's true it's sticky as glue, much like the goo that someone might sneeze, still do I detect none of those notes of chocolate and cheese? I'd be okay with this. Nearly gourmet with this. Frankly, I swear that I could pair a lovely rosé with this. Sure, it seems tough to swallow this stuff, but swallow enough, it isn't so strange. Maybe I could get used to my big change. No, this isn't the life I expected. Still, it isn't so bad, I confess. Yes, I'm probably getting infected, but I think I'll survive nonetheless. What's more surprising, I'm not despising this huge downsizing of my affairs. Call it revolting. The stench is jolting. But on the whole, who cares? I could get used to this. More than just used to this. How about a most wholehearted toast with some kind of juice to this? Gross it may be, but snooty old me is finally free from worries and strife. Looks like I could get used to my new life. I gotta say, it's more than marvelous. How have I lived my whole life larvelous? The slop, the slime, the sludge, the rot, it's different, sure, but hey, so what? I proudly shake my big fat caboose to this. And if a guy is stuffy as I can fall from so high and still have a ball, maybe any big change can soon feel small. And anyone could get used to